It is coming up on 5:45, 31 degrees. We can never get enough of the best 5 minutes of the day, which starts right now. And it's just not the best 5 minutes unless we got Uncle Jason, Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're more than an uncle because I made reference to my daughter. I told my daughter about our text exchange yesterday, Evelyn, and she said, oh, it's good to know my second dad influenced my first dad. So there you go. Second dad status. Pretty good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I miss seeing her. You know, she, as some people may not know, she stayed with us for a while. While you were in, you were still in Liberia.
2018 and, for 5 weeks. Yeah. Quite a while, actually. More than five weeks, yeah.
And it was more than 5 weeks. And, yeah, I just miss seeing her face around. And, yeah, so that's a very nice compliment.
She is a big fan of yours as well. Good memories, good discussions. All right, did you bring a joke for Make Us Laugh Monday?
Oh, shoot, I did not bring a joke for Make Us Laugh
All right,
Monday.
Let me try.
No,
let
that
me...
was my homework, and I forgot.
I got this from, all right, we'll work on it next week. It's your first late assignment, I guess. But I got this one from my friend Al at One Source. We'll have another joke from Al about 6:45 this morning, but here we go. Why did Captain Kirk bring a riding lawnmower onto the Starship Enterprise?
Why?
To boldly mow where no one has mowed before.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Thank you,
I don't
Al.
Know what to do with that. See, yes, thank you, Al.
I put it on someone else. All right, we've got Crab Fest 2023 continuing. We both love and miss our dear brother, Larry Crab. It'll be 2 years ago tomorrow. He went to be with the Lord, and he was so special, so unique. And I don't care if people feel they're missing out. Like, they need to read his books, and then they'll know why we're so pumped about him, right?
For sure, yeah. Yeah, hey, good stuff, good man, good writing, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's book is fully alive. There was actually about a four-year gap, which is encouraging to me, between his last book and this one.
Because he did two in 2009, that's why.
Right, including 66 love letters.
Right, right.
But Fully Alive was an exploration of gender, and we touched a little bit on this with Men and Women. He was really looking at what does the Bible say about gender, masculinity, and femininity, asking the question, what does it mean to be fully alive as male or female to the glory of God? You know, and sometimes we hear the terms thrown around, egalitarian or complementarian, and Larry, as he often did, was looking for a third way. And this is, I think, a really thought-provoking book, at least it was for me when I read it, and really pressed in, I think, to, regardless of where we're coming from, how can we most glorify God by how we live?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you can get a brief write-up on this and other Larry Crabb books in a book that Jason edited called Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb. So, again, if people want to get a copy of that, and I highly recommend it, where can they get it?
Yeah, so that they actually sell it on Larger Stories website, which is Larry's, the kind of the follow-up ministry that his son Kep is running. But it's also available on Amazon. Uh-huh. I don't know how many copies I currently have, but it's available on Amazon. You can just search my name on there, Jason Cairns, K-A-N-Z. And it should be able to find it.
And then also, I think just with the Easter season, I was thinking more in terms of Notes from the Upper Room is your book, and also a book of devotions. It's on John 13 through 17. People might want to consider that too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love it if people would check that project out as well.
All right, good stuff. And finally, let's close out Philippians 3 today, verse 21. Philippians 3:21.
Yeah, it says, He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like His own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control.
And you say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, when he arrives, he will transform you completely. Love that. You will no longer occupy a body that is a mix of good and evil, truth and falsehood. On that day, you will be whole, radiant with Trinitarian glory. You will be entirely one with all of creation, restored to holiness in my Son.
Yeah, just thinking about that, you know, we're in the process of transforming and we're in the process of becoming whole. And I think we're moving toward that place. It talks in John 17 about how we're invited into the relationship between the Father, Son, and Spirit. And I think that's such a hopeful promise that we are moving in that direction.
Last question. I think we talked about eventually we want to work our way through at the back of 66 Love Letters, this story that everyone needs to hear, and that Larry, that was his magnum opus. It took him 5 years to write the book, and so he would go back and read that to encourage himself. As you hear me read that paragraph, you've got to be blessed. I know it's your own writing, but you have to feel that has to resonate right back to you, doesn't it?
It does. You know, and I think the thing is, when writing projects will take on a life of their own, and I think to be able to look at that and think that it's able to be an encouragement to me as well, and good reminders that I need every day as well.
I love you, friend. Have a good day.
Love you, too. Talk to
there
you.
We go. Our buddy Jason Cairns, WWIB. My friend Al in Eau Claire, worked with at my other job at One Source Imaging. He's a great and fun guy. And I tell you, the Bublitz family, I mean, they're talented. His daughter, not a one-time, but a two-time winner of Stand-Up Comic of the Year, so hats off to her. I think she gets the sense of humor from Dad. To give a listen.
So this guy goes into a lumberyard, and he walks up to the clerk, and he says, "I want to buy some 2x4s." And the guy behind the counter says, "Well, how many do you want?" He goes, "Oh, probably about 100. And the guy behind the counter says, "Well, how long do you want them?" He goes, "Well, I'm not sure. I should probably ask my brother." So he ran back to the truck, and he talked to his brother, and he came running back inside, and he says, "Well, I'm going to need him a long time. We're building a house."
Get it? How long you want him?
Thank you very much.
Thinking about the boards, but the answer's how long. You get the idea. The Whip Wake Up Show here on a Monday, a Make Us Laugh Monday. You got a joke? We'd love to hear it. 715-396-1670. Cabin Fever Screams. Looking forward to those as well. Get them recorded. You're eligible for all those prizes. Why wouldn't you do it? And if we play it on the air, even more goodies from Avenue Orchard. My weekend recap, kind of at the beginning on Saturday morning and at the end Saturday night, having to do with Michael. He is going to be on the Eau Claire North track team yet again as a sprinter.
Fantastic.
Some of the 100, 200 meters and maybe the relay. And so you got to get the shoes. And last year, he kind of joined in progress. This year, getting in at the front end. And so enjoyed spending time with him as we were out shopping, getting the right shoes. And then also in between, a lot of us in church yesterday, which is hard to pull off with work schedules and such. And so that was good, a good meal afterwards, and a good family spiritual discussion had. So those are some of the highlights from my weekend.
Well, going backwards, yesterday was a home day for us. Pretty much everyone in my family is sick with something, but it's not all the same thing. So yesterday just wasn't going to work to go anywhere, and I think very needed. We needed some rest. And so I enjoyed a lot of time just together as a family, and watching church online is not ideal, but thankful for the technology to be able to do that when we couldn't get there any other way. But going back to Saturday, again, as I'm just going backwards, Saturday night was a wonderful time with my McDonald Max family there as the Lady Max won a regional championship for the third year in a row. And
congratulations.
And it was really special in that game. All the girls ran over to us after they won the trophy, and like I love these kids, love this program, love this school, have been doing it for I don't know a dozen years or so now too, and just for to have them come over and share that joy with us.
Cool.
Up in the stands was just a really cool moment. They're a special group, and just really, really proud of them and what they continue to do this season. And then before that, what took up a lot of the day Saturday was an absolutely amazing youth activity. Mike Utes, if you're listening, he organized this. Literally, this was months in the planning, put so much of his time and his finances into it. And so if you've ever seen The Amazing Race, that's what we had with teams of three from the youth group and some kids from outside our church, was awesome as well, too. And so I was one of the drivers of one of these nine teams, and we were driving all over the Rice Lake area. And so there were challenges. We were at Tactical Escape 101. We were at Endgame Mini Golf. We were at the bowling alley. We were at Cabin Coffee. We were at so many different places, and there were challenges. There were clues, and then it was a race. Huh. And my team started seventh, finished fourth. I was probably more competitive than anyone on my team, and so I had to quell that a little bit, but we had a great time, and again, passed some people up, and the boys had a great time, and I enjoyed getting to know them a little bit more,
awesome,
too, during some of that traveling as we were driving in the car. But again, it was just a huge, huge undertaking for Mike. And he did this because he loves the church, loves the kids, and loves the community, and wants to, again, be a witness to these businesses as well, too. So just a fantastic Saturday. It was great.
That's awesome.
And a lot better roads than
I'm glad you got some rest yesterday, though.
Yes, yes. Tried to, at least.
Good morning, listeners. This is Elizabeth Slack, and here is my cabin fever scream.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
I think people are really feeling it this morning. Great job, Elizabeth from Chippewa Falls.
Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. We welcome your jokes. Thanks to those who've helped us already, Al and Vicky in Eau Claire and others. We had one from Phillips that was fun earlier this morning. Get those all included in the podcast at wib.com. Here we go. The first of our sick jokes. Six. It's not sick, but six.
I mean, I'm feeling a little under the weather, but
yeah, all right.
That's a bonus joke.
Here we go. My first one. You want to count that as one? Two guys, Caleb, sitting in a kayak were chilly, but when they lit a fire, it sank. This proves once and for all that you can't have your kayak and heat it, too.
Well, Havel, what do you call a made-up color?
What?
A pigment of your imagination.
Yes. There you go. All right.
Caleb,
Star Trek fan?
Sure.
Why did Captain Kirk bring a riding lawnmower onto the Starship Enterprise?
I don't know.
To boldly mow where no one has mowed before.
I like that one.
I did tell it earlier, but, you know, I'm kind of a joke shortage.
Sure, sure. You know what? I just don't understand how some people have trouble falling asleep. I mean, I can do it with my eyes closed.
I like it. With MyPillow products, right? And finally this morning, the late, great Henry Aaron, of course, played some ball at Eau Claire, checked the statue there at Carson Park. He said, "It took me 17 years to get 3,000 hits in Major League Baseball. It took one afternoon to do it on the golf course."
Oh, that's great. One more for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. I tried having my mother's phone disconnected, but customer service told me that since the account was in my dad's name, he'd have to be the one to put in the request. The fact that he'd been passed away for 40 years didn't sway the customer service rep. Then a solution hit me. If I stop paying the bill, you can turn off the service, right? Well, yes, she said reluctantly, but that would ruin his credit. All right.
I guess.
That's what we have for you. You can do better. We know you can.
Well, coming up this Friday night in Altoona, you're going to want to be at Fierce Freedom's A Night of Freedom and Hope. And Kat Morgan from Fierce Freedom is here. Good morning.
Good morning. I made it.
Mm-hmm. You
even
did.
Even though it's a little icy.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than a little in some places as well.
I had to be here. I had to be here to tell everyone about this very exciting event.
We've got a deadline for getting signed up and getting your tickets for Wednesday. But even if they don't go, they can participate and help you out.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah, you can get in on the fun with the online auction. So you can bid on, we have some trips. We have a Belize trip on there.
Oh.
Really, it's pretty exciting.
She kind of said that casually.
That sounds pretty good right about now. We do that through an organization or a website called Winspire.
Nice.
They do that for charities. And we also have some really cool local companies that have donated experiences and gift cards. And so we have like a Chippewa Falls basket that has a couple really local favorites. But again, that in-person auction too, we have some items that are not on the online auction. So everyone can get in on it. But some of those in-person items include Heidi Schreiner, who's a local artist. She actually did the Volume 1 cover, I think, like last month. So she is doing an original painting. It's like a very spring-looking painting.
Sure.
I think we all kind of need a little bit more fresh, fresh colors.
I go to church with Heidi. She's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where do they access the auction?
Yeah, so they can go to our website. The easiest, be a really easy way is fiercefreedom.org. Click on our banner image. But also it's on Eventbrite, but that should be through our Facebook page and everything too. So you can also just Google, Night of Freedom and Hope 2023.
So Night of Freedom and Hope, what all will this entail if someone's never attended before, but they're hearing, okay, ticket deadline is Wednesday. I want to get my tickets. What can I expect? Mm-hmm. Again, even things like, hey, is this a black tie type of affair?
Yeah.
Business casual? What all is involved here?
Yeah, so it's our annual, I would say, dinner fundraiser and basically it is something like where you can dress up. You can have a little date night.
Sure.
I would say cocktail dress would probably be good. If you want to wear like a prom dress, you totally can. No, we're not going to say no to that. So as formal as you really want to. But yeah, it's a great way to just hear about like, what's Fierce Freedom doing? What are we, you know, celebrating? And something really exciting this year is one of the awards we're giving is going to, you know, Mark Halvorsen and Peggy Halvorsen. So.
And so what is the
Pretty
Freedom
exciting.
Award?
I know,
the
that's
founders,
the thing. Mark's the never going to mention that, but that's, what is
what?
This award?
So modest. So Mark and Peggy have been given the Founders Award, and this is given by Dave and Jenny Almquist, who started the organization. And they, it's just really for exemplary individuals who are in the community fighting for justice and really affecting change. Mm. So yeah, it's a pretty big honor, Mark. I think you should be talking about it more on the air. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know,
we're talking about it right now.
We met with Dave and Jenny. We had breakfast together recently. And I think just to see these two women heading up these nonprofits and kind of that kindred spirit that I've seen them share back and forth.
Yeah, definitely. And your wife's a force and she's amazing.
And so that's great. They both have encouraged each other a lot in that. And I regret that I can't be there because I'll be doing high school hoops way up north at Superior. But my wife's going to be there and one of my kids.
So. We'll get a cardboard cut out of you.
We really should have a cardboard cut out of Mark.
How tall do you want to be, Mark?
5'10" would be accurate, but I'll, you know, take whatever.
Perfect. Yeah, so it's going to be a really great event. And again, I said those auction items. It's going to be a buffet dinner at River Prairie Center as well. So people can get in on that. And then there's live jazz music by Emily Watkins. Cash Bar, just, and also some giveaways as well of some Fierce Freedom swag.
And a fantastic keynote speaker.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have Jesse Podolak, who's a longtime friend of the organization. She actually was the one who started the Justice Run. And so she will be speaking again, sort of about like the light shining in the darkness. That's sort of the theme of the year a little bit, or the event. And we actually have hand-poured candles that everyone will receive as well from Welch Candle Company. So everyone will get one of those as sort of the symbol of the light in the darkness.
Well, I won't be there Friday night. I've been there a couple of times before for the Night of Freedom and Hope, and it's a classy event, and you guys are such a fantastic organization. And so,
thank you so much. Thanks so much for sharing about that with listeners. We really want everyone to be there. We would love for everyone to be there, and we're really excited about celebrating what the year has been.
What do they have to do to make sure they are there? Because it's Wednesday's kind of a deadline.
Yeah, so I would just say you can, if you want to call our office number too, we can do it that way. So that's 715-514-2890. Send us a message on Facebook. I guess the easiest way is just through Eventbrite. I would just say do that. That's officially when ticket sales close is 1 p.m. on Wednesday.
There you go. All right. So Fierce Freedom, their Night of Freedom and Hope is this Friday, but that deadline coming up by 1 p.m. Wednesday. Hopefully everything will be a lot clearer by the end of the week in terms of weather and roads.
Absolutely.
Looks more promising than it is today.
It looks like more sunny weather coming.
There you go. Kat, always good to see you.
Always good to see you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Our former Wibwogo intern.
Yes, indeed.
Kat Morgan.
Honestly, never forget.
Those interns doing big things in the world.
Absolutely. Again, a Night of Freedom and Hope benefiting Fierce Freedom. What a wonderful organization they are. Find out more at fiercefreedom.org. Make sure you're there on Friday night.
Hi, this is the Johnsons from Chippewa Falls. Mom, dad, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. Ready?
Help. Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Mom, dad, a 3-year-old and 1-year-old feeling that cabin fever. Love it, guys. Great job from Chippewa Falls there.
Well, this might sound kind of obvious, but research has been done on it. Yes, your phone is probably lessening the enjoyment of your dinner out.
I thought you were going to say it's listening to you on your dinner out. It's probably doing that, too.
Yes. A study finds your phone could be sapping the enjoyment out of mealtimes with family and friends.
I've actually seen, I think multiple restaurants have done this, but I think Chick-fil-A location did this at one point where they had like a phone basket, and it's, hey, when you're going to sit down for a meal, everybody put your phones in the basket. So again, you already suspect your smartphone may be distracting from your mealtime experience, but researchers from the University of British Columbia confirmed those tech fears as they recruited over 300 people who didn't know the study was focused on smartphone usage and what they find.
Yeah, the participants went to a cafe with friends and family. They were randomly assigned to either hide their phones away or keep them out on the table during the meal. The diners later answered questions about the experience.
People with phones out reported feeling more distracted and experienced less enjoyment of the time with family and friends than people who had hid their phones away.
That seems kind of obvious.
Yeah. I mean, because again, whenever you're seeing it, it's like, should I respond to that? Should I take this call? Or more likely it's, well, now there's something I'm going to have to do after I'm done with this. So,
and again,
I get it.
You know, it's kind of one of those things. I mean, there's dinner out, maybe just with your significant other, your spouse, what have you, or you know, maybe a more crowded dinner table. But nonetheless, people want your undivided attention.
Yeah. Put away the distractions. I know it's easier said than done, mm-hmm. but especially while you're driving out there, please keep it focused if you have to be out on the road.